Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. When I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
Exist in a state of vainglorious as we are protected by the red, the black, and the green. Heed the words of the brother. Sissy.
Let us the words, word to phrase, the paragraph. Heed masters, day begins class. The science of past is now brought to the rhyme face. From the scrolls, state to the verse. God to God, from God to man. Many kings, many leaders, a fist from a hand. They call me militant, now what does this mean? Do I carry a gun to let the army see? With the cause will never pause, as simply as the brother. Raise the flag, wave the colors. Red, black, green with the key, the difference. Words make a way in the world in an instant. Living to die and I die to live again. 360 degrees. Comprehend, a man getting stronger till he's man no longer. Unearthly state makes the time move shorter. The ever radiant awareness, voice forth the one. Open eye, stroke sun. Practicing priest, standing by what I teach. So you all stand starving as I start to leave. Words of love. Brought from the Genesis, will exist, so Armageddon is a witness. The originals built the earth. One must be aggression to learn a basic lesson. Quite majestic, stern within reality. A juggernaut when you tamper with mentality. I wear a crown, extension and dimension of a brain cell, bringing health to the spell out. The ever tangled web we weave, always trying to obtain, no attempt to achieve. Descendants of kings and queens act like justice, never potential, quarter of the measure. Jealousy of what are we? Become tendency for their thievery. Alright, cool. But no need to pull the trigger, that's a fool. I get my words like in my tool to produce the words that they fool about. It's another way of thinking. I'll be sissy who may try to extinct my principality. But of course, not having me madness. From beginning, I'm the end. Observe me. Ignorance is not a trend. So as I beckon for a few seconds, pull the reins and use the words of the brother. Mastering words on the verse. Funk is a force I exert. Egyptian, African, now I'm on a black watch. Check my sundial, slipping on the clock. I can catch a shadow as the moon reflects the sun. Creator's eyes make a path of brother one. So now I walk softly. technique. Carry a big stick, a bird stick, so you natives wanna lick. They bring the funk and spreads jam to the wheat bread. And the folk of this one Van Glory is unearthly resistant, strong with persistence. Grand verbal allocation, tribal connection, pyramids, witness the funk bearer. Vibe sharer, not the era. Brother is balanced like the scales of Thor. And even my demand makes stones move soft. Corrupt old systems, positive poison of me. Some call it onk, it's a key. Black is the color while blackness, state of a mind state. But how many of you fake? Today, Brother Jay can find a better way, so be it. Plan it down and make it say I serve a purpose. Yet I'm not the G.I. Joe, I am the brother. Yo, I can never swear a fuck if it's taking your step to the mic and stage area. As I drop the science that breaks the clock barrier. Words of old make me more than a beginner. The key opens knowledge and plays in the center. Americana man, Africana brother. Don't forget the land, cause the birth is from the mother. A vibe is in place, obtained and discovered. Tune in your audio and hear the words of brother.
Yo, Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, step on.
DJ, can you hear me? DJ.
Yeah, I can hear you. You're on the air.
All right. I got my headset on, and I'm live on the radio. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, 7 continents. So I want everybody to tune in to today's radio show since we have all of everybody's home from work and the kids are in school and the businesses are all closed. This is a great time to listen to the radio show. That's why I'm on the air, because I can entertain you from my air chair. So, welcome to G-Money's radio show. And I'm live on the radio. And we are on the radio now for your listening pleasure. All right, the first thing I want to know is what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Because in Las Vegas, it's about 71 degrees. So it's getting warm in Vegas. It's almost considered to be hot. It's warm and it's almost springtime in Las Vegas. So the weather is getting really good. So this would be a good time to make plans to entertain yourself in Las Vegas. But right now, we have the virus, and the virus has all the Las Vegas shut down. All the businesses are closed. All the activities are closed. All the entertainment is closed. Everything is shut down in Vegas right now because we're experiencing the shutdown, and everybody is experiencing we want to be locked down. You don't want to be around a lot of people. So there's a lot of things that aren't going on in Vegas. All the businesses are closed. A lot of the restaurants are closed. The casinos are shut down. And there's not a whole lot going on in Vegas right now. So now would be a bad time to make plans to come to Vegas because there's no entertainment at all in Las Vegas. But we still got TV, and you can listen to G Money on the radio. So take your time, sit back, tell everybody you know, tell all your employees that you work with, and tell all the kids that you go to school with that they can listen to G Money on the radio because I have the entertainment show that'll keep you entertained for about an hour and a half or so. That's how we do it. And there's no sports going on, so we can't talk about sports. The only news that everybody's talking about is how the virus has affected everybody around the world. So we don't even want to talk about the virus. That's just upsetting because it's taken away all the fun and entertainment in Vegas. So we're not going to talk about the virus either. We are just going to experience the radio show. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I want to entertain you with my jokes and with my stories and with my radio show entertainment. So, DJ Papa D, let's get on with today's radio show. What do you have for us today?
Well, I have a story that you told back last year or 2 years ago, and I have some music, and I have a whole bunch of stuff. I have some clips.
Okay. Well, great. Let's play a couple of comedy clips and then play some music, and then let's get into my story because I'm really excited to hear the story again that I told a year ago. So let's get into the entertainment right here on Gregory's Story. Okay, DJ Papa D, it's on you. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
And I sat there alone, thought about the shit I had on the streets is now gone. Try not to stress, but it's hard to get rest. Young knuckleheads about to get us in the wreck. But I stayed out the way, mind my own business, and every night I pray for a better day as I look to the sky. I know you're looking now, and then you help me get by.
Man, you ain't never been to jail, man. Homeless, don't know nobody, you know what I'm saying? When you in there, the mail is like the best thing going. Hoping somebody thinking about you. Sitting back, waiting on that mail call. Hoping you got a kite. You know what I'm talking about?
Tell everyone that put money on my books. That for sure was a damn good look. Came through when I needed that green. And my locker stayed full when I went to canteen. So thankful y'all was down on the team. Some talking good game, but didn't do a damn thing. I heard, yeah, I'm a right. Yeah, you can call. Try to do both, they ain't responding at all. That's cool. I'ma touch down and do me. When I need a charge, you looked at me like, who's he?
No. I don't know how to sight out of mind. Guess you wouldn't understand if you ain't never did time. I ain't mad at you though. The world don't stop just because I got knocked. But in here, all I got is your word. Just do what you say and stay fly as a bird. You heard?
Man, man. You sitting in here, you really find out who care about you, know what I'm saying? Give you a word. Kid, I'ma write you. Put some money on your books. You call me? I'm trying to call niggas home block. Niggas ain't shooting no kites. The ones you at least expected, right? And the ones you expected, don't.
To everyone that accepted my call, look, couldn't thank you enough, cause that's all I needed. To hear your voice at the time. So for that, I gotta give back with a rhyme. Y'all know who you are, I ain't gotta say name. Looked out game, recognized game. And I love y'all for it, love y'all so. I appreciate it just in case you didn't know it. It was the ones that I least expected that I got a kite from when I felt neglected. And the ones that I thought that would, well, you can holler when I'm back in the hood, it's all good. But right now, this ain't for you, it's for all the inmates that send the catch 22. I just say, keep your head to the sky. But when you hear this, I hope it helps you get by. No lie, I sit here with my pen and my pad, writing y'all as the time goes past. You help me get by when the times got bad. I honestly appreciate you. You know you help me get by. 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 Like a bird in the sky. You help your boy fly. You help your boy fly. You help your boy fly. Now I'm gone.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we have in the contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, it's G-Money story time. It's time for me to introduce one of my stories for your listening pleasure. So sit back, put your feet up, and lock your chairs, because this is the time where I introduce a real exciting story to your listening pleasure. So, I want to tell you a story about skating in the skating rink. Now, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. You got to listen as I tell you how the story starts and it begins. So, DJ Papa D plays a story, and everybody pay attention, because the story starts off and then it moves into a swift direction. So listen up, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit, and I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100, so it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle, and I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark skinned people. And I liked her daughter, and her daughter liked me, but her daughter was real light-skinned, and I was real dark-skinned. So her mother had a problem with me dating her daughter. But I could go over there and visit, and her mother didn't have a problem with me sitting outside on the front porch and talking to her daughter. So I would sit out there with her daughter when I got home from school, and I would visit for a couple of hours. And before I left, I would get a kiss before I left, and I would be all happy and stuff, and I would ride home. Well, one day I was at her house, and I decided that I wanted us to go to the skating rink. See, right down the street from her house, right around the corner from my high school, on Rosecrans Avenue, they had a skating rink called Rosecrans Skating Rink. And I decided I wanted to go to the skating rink. So I asked her mother if I could take her to the skating rink. And her mother said, yeah, all right, just don't have her out too late. And I said, no, we're going for the evening skate. So we'll be back about 8 o'clock. And her mother said, okay. So we jumped on the back of my motorcycle and I rode to the skating rink, which was just that it's like 3 blocks from her house. So I pulled up in the parking lot. And it was a few people coming to the skating rink, not many boys from my high school, but it was a lot of kids from the neighborhood and from the public schools that went to the skating rink. So we parked my motorcycle, and I locked the steering column on my motorcycle, and we went into the skating rink. We got our skate. And she could skate pretty good, but I was a real good skater. So I was getting on the floor, and I was skating backwards, and I was skating forwards, and I was speed skating. And she was like, wait a minute, you're skating too fast for me. So I slowed up, and I slowed down, and I waited for her to catch up with me, and I held her hand, and we just skated real slow around the skating rink. And I had fun skating with her, and it was really nice. And she was getting the habit, getting the skating down. She was really starting to get good at skating. So we would go every week, and we would skate for the evening skating rink. And we would skate until like 8 o'clock, and then we would turn in our skates, and we would go home. And I would take her home, and her mother would be at the front door when we pulled up, because she would hear my motorcycle coming down the street, and she would come outside and meet us, and she was really happy that her daughter was coming home smiling and grinning. It was a good date. So I was having a good time with my girlfriend. And we would skate every week. We would go to the skating rink. And I was getting real fancy on the skate. And she was getting pretty good. She could skate forward, and she could skate backwards a little bit. So when they changed the music and we were skating forward, then I was fancy skating. I was crisscrossing my legs, and I was doing fancy skating. And then when we skated backwards, I would just hold her hand, and we would skate real slow on a backwards skating routine, and it was real nice. I felt like I was in love because my girlfriend was skating with me, and I was real popular because there was a lot of girls at the skating rink that were liking the way I was skating, and they were telling me, you know, they were saying, hey, I want to skate with you when we skate doubles. And I was like, well, I got my girlfriend. And my girlfriend was like, go ahead, skate with them. You can skate doubles with them. And I was like, okay. And I'd get on the floor and skate doubles, but I was fancy skating. I was crisscrossing and skating backwards and turning, spinning around and stuff. And the girls were like, oh, you want to get out here and show out? I said, well, I can't skate real fast with my girlfriend, but you girls can skate, so let's skate. And I was skating, and they were like, oh, you want to skate fast? And I said, yeah, but we're going to put some spins in and put some twists in, and I'm going to crisscross it up. And I was skating all fancy, and the girls were like, oh, you skate so well. And I said, yeah, baby, I could do pretty good. I'm a pretty good skater. I've been skating a long time. So I went back to my girlfriend, and she was like, you skate pretty good, G. And I said, yeah, baby, I know. All these girls wanted to skate with me, but, you know, I just wanted to get up and show out a little bit because you were watching me. I know you were. You saw me crisscrossing and skating backwards and twisting it up. And she was like, yeah, you skate real fancy. And I said, yeah, but I can't skate like that when I'm skating with you because you don't skate that good, and I want to skate with you and hold your hand. And she said, well, that's nice, but I like watching you skate. And I said, okay, well, if you don't mind, then when I come here, I'll skate with you, and then I'll skate a couple of times with the girls that come ask me to skate. And she said, yeah, I don't mind, because I like to watch you skate. And I said, okay. And we had a good time at the skating rink on Rosecrans. It was a good skating rink for us to skate at. And I enjoyed myself very much. and it was fun. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. For president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. And then the waitress came. And she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots. And the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
okay? So I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. And I'm glad that we have a bunch of extra listeners listening to the shows these days because the kids are home from school, parents are home from work. Oh, everybody's sitting around with little or nothing to do. So I'm glad that they're joining us for our radio show. Because I'm entertaining the world with my shows, with my stories, and with my jokes, and with my music. It's entertainment at its finest, right here on Gregory Stories, the internet radio show. All right, DJ Papa D, play another clip from my skating days. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I hope you're enjoying my story about me being a skater. Because I used to cut it up at the skating rink. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skating rink, skate floor, I could do it all. And I had a buddy that his daddy owned the skating rink down on Washington Boulevard. That's down in South Central L.A. And we used to go to the skating rink, and he was a real good skater because he had been skating since he was like 4 years old. So he was a real good skater. His name was David. Man, David could skate. David would get out there and spin around and skate backwards, and he could skate real slow and real fancy. And then he'd spin around and skate forward, and he could crisscross, and he could spin. Oh, he was doing the most on the skating rink. But I was pretty good, too, so I was right behind him. We were skating in the ring together, and we'd go skating around, And any girl that fell, you know, we skate up to her and pick her up and help her get to the side of the ring so she could hold herself up, and we'd skate off, and we'd skate around. And he was like a security, so he would walk, he would skate around and help everybody out. But I was just skating real fast because I was a fancy skater, and I was doing the most, spinning around and doing full splits and doing all kind of skating moves. Boy, I was really, I would skate on my tiptoes, and then I'd skate on the back of my wheels. Oh, yeah, I had all kind of moves. Well, I was pretty good. But I was young then, too. You know, I was a high school student, so, you know, I wasn't too old to be moving and grooving like I am now. Now I'm kind of old. I don't know if I can move like that, but I did it anyway. And I moved from skating down on West on Washington at the Washington skating rink. I went down to the bowling alley complex where my mama used to bowl. It was called Midtown Bowl, and they had World on Wheels skating rink down there. And I went to World on Wheels, and I went in there, and David was working as a skate patrol, because I told you David skated real good because his daddy owned Washington skating rink. So he got a job at World on Wheels because they had more girls down on World on Wheels. So he'd go to World on Wheels and we'd be skating. And I got in free because I knew David and he got me in. So I would get in and I'd be skating around, and oh, I was doing all my fancy tricks and stuff. And they had a lot of skaters because that was in South Central LA. So they had a lot of fancy skaters. They had guys and girls that go to the skating rink all the time, and they would be skating up a storm. So I was learning all the new little skating tricks, and I was doing the best I could do. But I was learning all the new tricks, so I was getting to be pretty good on skates. I could always skate backwards, and I could crisscross, and I could skate on my front wheels and then skate on my back wheels. I was really good. I could twist. I was good. So I was skating real fancy down at World on Wheels. Yeah, I used to hang out down there, and it was pretty good. Until I got to be a little older, and then I didn't go to the skating rink anymore.
So we jumped on a train, and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around, and my teacher was walking around, pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out to the museum. And then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit. I'm lost.
What we gonna do now is go back.
homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime, and I'd walk around the city, and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center, and I donated plasma twice a week, and I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I'd go around and collect cans, and I did that, and I got $1 a pound. And I used to do this every day, all day long. You could always get money. So it was like cash and carry. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's gonna be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, I hope you're enjoying today's radio show, because we've had a lot of entertainment, a lot of stories that have been told on today's show. And I hope you're enjoying listening to all of the stories as we bring you entertainment for the whole family, for the kids, for the adults. And you can tell all your relatives and tell all your cousins, aunts, and uncles, and all your classmates to listen to the radio show, because it's going to be exciting every day that we're on the air, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, as we tell stories all the time. All right, DJ Papa D, play the last couple of stories for our listening audience. You guys pay attention, because this is the last of my skating stories for your entertainment. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I was going ice skating, and ice skating is fun, but it's a little different than roller skating, because you're on that thin metal blade, and if you slip, you can bust your butt open. And I was like, I fell one time and hit my head, and I had a headache for like 5 hours. I was hurting so bad, I said, well, I ain't ice skating no more. So So when I left to go to college, I went up by San Francisco, and they got a park in Oakland called Lake Merritt. And Lake Merritt, they had all of these skaters that would go to the park and skate, and they could skate around this cement area by the lake, and you could go down there and see everybody skating. So I took my skates down there, and I said, I can skate with these people. They don't know what skating is. And I got out there, and I skated, and I skated. But now, remember, I'm a college student, so I'm a little older than them little kids that was skating. And I hadn't skated in several years because I had stopped skating. So I went down there, and I was skating, and I was showing them how to do moves and stuff. I was really getting back into it, and I was like, oh, this is cool. And then some skaters came through the park, and they were grown like me, except they could skate. And they were spinning around and doing splits, and they were skating and crisscrossing. And I was like, oh, I could do all of that. So I started skating with them. And they left the park and started skating on the sidewalk. And they went all through the different parts of the lake. And then they ended up in a park. And they went all through the park. And I thought I could keep up with them. But they were skating so easy. They were roller skating. But I couldn't skate that easy. I was hustling. I was skating hard. And I was skating fast. But I couldn't keep up with them. As bad as I tried to keep up, they ended up rolling away and leaving me behind. And I slowed down, and I got on a hill, and I just rolled down the hill all the way till I got back to Lake Merritt. And I said, well, I guess I can't roll with the big boys no more, because I'm out of practice, and I'm too old to skate like I used to skate. So I realized right then that I wasn't the skater that I used to be. Old dog, now what's the date? It's March 26th. Actually, today is my little brother's birthday. Today is the 26th. Randy Girard, today is your birthday, little brother. I hope you're enjoying yourself and you're not into too much trouble. I hope they're not giving you a whole bunch of shit where you are. I hope you have a good day and you enjoy the blessing that God has given you today for your life. That's right. I pray for you, Lord. Give him a good day. Bless him and make him have a satisfactory day. And bless all the people around him so that all the evil stays away from him. And he has a good day today, Lord. And I pray that everybody in his family has a good day and all of his friends and his associates have a good day so that evil doesn't surround him at all. May he have a good day. And I want to thank and look after my little brother, all you COs that are looking after the people that are in that penitentiary area. You take care of my little brother. You make sure that he's blessed and he's guided with guidance and purity all around him, all day to day. Thank you, Jesus, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, my brother is 50. Oh, how old is he today? He's 50. 62, he's 57 today. Good God, my little brother's getting old as me. He's 57 today. Yes, we want to wish him a happy birthday. And little brother, I'm sending my best wishes out to you. And from your other brothers, we all wish you well. And maybe we have a birthday song from him. Papa D, do we have a birthday song that we can play for my little brother? What do you think? Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? Today is my friend's birthday, and we are celebrating his 57th birthday today in the month of March. March 26th is his birthday, and we want to wish him happy birthday. Randy, we're thinking about your little brother. We are really thinking about you as we celebrate your birthday. Maybe not with you, but at the same time you're having your birthday, we're celebrating in your honor. So, me and DJ Papa D and... It's a good thing. Yes. And I want to thank Papa D for his engineering skills, for his music selections that we played on your birthday. And I want to say thank you, everybody, for listening to today's radio show. And we'll see you on Thursday and on Friday as we broadcast from 3 to 4. In honor of the homeless on Friday. So, have a drink on us on our birthday, for my brother's birthday today. Have a drink for his 57th birthday. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. Have a drink for my brother today. And I'm out of here. Bye.
Love.
Yes, Las Vegas. That's a celebration for my brother's birthday. Actually, that was the recording that we did last year. And this year, he is 58 years old. So he's a year older than we gave him credit for. He's been getting older, as we are getting older every year. So we want to say happy birthday, Randy. And today, you're 58 years old. March 26th. 2020, you're 58 years young. All right, well, we have one more song that we want to play for you. I think, I don't know, DJ, what about Celebrate? Can we play Celebrate? Because we want to celebrate his birthday. So we go to Rare Earth and play Celebrate. I think that's the artist that created that song. Celebrate. Celebrate Life by the Rare Earth. And then I will sign off. Because the clock on the wall says it's close to being off. That's all. So I'm sitting in the air chair, and I got to go somewhere. But I don't have to go right away. I've got a few minutes to stay. I got people to see and places to go. So I'm just sitting here. As we're celebrating my brother's 58th birthday. And we're enjoying the music for his celebration. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to today's radio show. We are celebrating together with my brother's birthday. So sit back, relax, put your feet up. Lock your chairs and rock and roll as we sing for my brother's birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, brother. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. All right, DJ. Play that song, and then we'll be out of here.
I just want to celebrate another day.
And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. You know, every fraternity does marches that they put on when they have a Greek show. And I was the leader of my step team. And we had put our march team together in 1979 after I pledged and became a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So I was going around leading all the marches, and we were marching in all the competitions. And after we marched in 81, I said, well, when we march in 82, we're going to be ready. So the whole year we marched, and we came out on the yard at the University of California at Davis, and we stepped. Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother!
On four times, marching up four times.
YA Kappa Alpha Psi. That's KA Psi or Phi Nu Phi. A press so nice, they have to name it twice. Omega Psi Phi Q Dog. Omega Psi Phi. Brothers, Sigma Dog, Gummy Dog. Let's step down, huh? Let's bro down. Step, step, step. Clap, 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 clap. Step, step. Get down insane. Get down insane. Get down insane. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I paid out. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I paid out. Barbados Sigma in the house. Barbados Sigma in the house. We came, we conquered and we swooped. Woo! We came, we conquered and we swooped. Woo! We came, we conquered and we swooped. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.